USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Gulf Coast continues to clean up following Hurricane Ida, which is also leaving a path of destruction in the Northeast. The power is slowly coming back on in Louisiana as residents deal with a heat wave. Meantime, over 24 people are dead in New York and New Jersey following the devastating flooding brought on by Ida's remnants. Multiple Republican senators want questions answered about how President Biden is handling Afghanistan, and Tennessee Senator and Armed Services Committee member Marsha Blackburn is one of them. She shares why she needs this information.
We expect to get those answers by Tuesday. We are the United States of America. We never leave our citizens behind enemy lines.
The Republican senator speaking there on Fox News. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are the lowest in almost a year and a half. The Labor Department reporting 340,000 American workers filed initial jobless claims last week. That's 14,000 fewer than the week before, and the lowest number reported since mid-March of 2020. The World Health Organization is expressing concern over another coronavirus variant.
The World Health Organization has identified another coronavirus variant of interest. The B1.621 variant, known as the Mu variant, was first identified in Colombia in January and has since been seen in 39 countries. The WHO says that Mu has mutations that may evade the protections of the current vaccines. There have only been a few larger outbreaks of Mu, mostly in Colombia and Ecuador. The WHO says that further study of the variant is needed to fully understand its characteristics. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The White House is doubling its inflation forecast this year. The Biden administration now projecting inflation to rise by 4.8% in the fourth quarter of 2021, up from the 2% forecasted in May. Mike Stacy owns a farm just outside of Decatur, Illinois. He tells CNBC this year looks like a good year for crops, but inflation and uncertainty regarding taxes has him concerned.
All of our dry fertilizer and fuel has gone up since last May of 2020, 30 to 80%. So prices, you know, when our prices go up, seem like everything kind of follows. You know, we got good prices this year, but what's the future going to hold? You always kind of wonder, you know, everything that goes up comes down, and we hope it doesn't come down real fast and too soon.
The stories are beginning to be told of the U.S. citizens that are still trapped in Afghanistan.
Family and friends of dozens of students from Sacramento, California have made a desperate plea for help to ensure their loved ones stuck in Afghanistan return home safely. American leaders made the tactical decision to leave Americans behind with the fall of Kabul, Afghanistan. Officials with the San Juan Unified School District in Sacramento confirmed a total of 29 students are stuck in Afghanistan. In addition, dozens of students from El Cajon, a suburb east of San Diego, were also stranded in Afghanistan. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
Thank you, Lance. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.